agribusiness, and it's been under advisement, so now we'll move on to old business, and we have three cases. First case under old business is 11,086.
Case number 11,086, Jeffrey Manns, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Canvasback Road, being lot 32 within Swan Keys Development. Tax map ID number 533-12.16, parcel 391.00, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed on this one, I just wanted to make clear for the record, we had two applications before us last at our last meeting where we had four members and we had a tie. And I believe in both cases the board had decided to table it with the idea that you would be able to participate in that vote. But I don't believe we ever had a formal motion to table it. But I wanted to make it sure that it was on the record that that was what the board's intent was, which we have put that in our, listed under old business, and that was the rule. The reason I say that is because when I look at our rules of procedure, it says that three affirmative votes are necessary for an approval of a variance application, but we don't have anything in the event that we had a tie.
Okay.
I've looked at what county council does as well as the Planning and Zoning Commission. For example, Planning and Zoning says that if you don't have a vote of three, it's deemed to be a denial. But we don't have that in ours. I know we have had discussion in the past about updating our rules of procedure. So for purposes of the case number 11086, as well as case number 11107, which deals with Robert Davis, both of those were ones which we had a tie, and there was discussion and I believe a consensus amongst the board to table it so that we could have a discussion and vote on it. So I just wanted to clarify that for the record so that it's properly before the board.
Okay, now I'm not at the same time. I did listen to all of the cases as well as all these old cases, and I brought my notes and stuff from the tape today so I could be able to vote on those. So I do have that. Can we take care of all three of them, or do as we do?
Well, what we'll do is I believe that because there's a different tape for each one,
okay,
that we'll need to make a similar statement at
okay.
the beginning of each one, just so that if for some reason there was ever an appeal, the record is such from the beginning of when Ms. Norwood clicks the play button on each application. So
okay, but I wanted to be known that I did do it, and they're all right here, and what was said.
Very good.
Very good, then. Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Sharp. Again, Kelly, you want to? The case is 11,086. Is the first one under old business?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it? Huh?
I already read it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. We were talking then.
That's the one.
No, I read it before that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I let her finish, Mr. Chairman.
I beg your pardon. Please excuse me. Okay. A senior moment.
Gotcha.
I missed it. I'll read it. Let me see if I can find it.
What are you going to do in 15 years when you're 80?
Mr. Mumford, I did like you just said that. Mercy. Take it on now.
Is it 15?
Huh?
Is it 15?
Now you are in deep. Oh, it's longer than that. 16. 71. Now you're all right then. You're gaining points.
Yeah, right. I'm on both sides.
You come on plus side now. Huh, okay.
Tough.
Mercy.
Being the baby member here.
You really hurt somebody's feelings, don't you?
Oh, it wasn't intentional.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, that's one thing you learn through the years. You get thick skin. You know, you're not thin skin anymore.
There's 11,001 that I need.
Okay, we're on 11,086.
Right.
That's 11,001. Yep. And there's 11,107. Yep.
So we got a request for an attached structure. Structures.
Okay, I know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then a deeper encroachment on for HVAC units.
And he said he could bring them both into compliance. That's the last thing I had on it.
Well, does that mean he said he could bring both of the HVAC units? Okay.
Mr. Mills, I have the minutes that have previously been reviewed and approved in front of me. In that, and I quote, Mr. Greer testified that the HVAC units can be relocated to comply with setback requirements, and that the attached shed would be fire rated and raised above the ground. I know one of the issues before the board is whether or not to grant the variance for the AC units.
Jamie, let me ask you a question. On this shed again.
Yep.
If the shed's attached, right?
So it's an integral part of the structure.
Okay. If he had a doorway going through that inside, it's not a shed to move in.
It's a structure, part of the structure.
I think it's part of the structure as it is anyhow.
But?
Because it's attached.
No, it's not attached yet, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, what he has applied for is to, and there is, you know, pretty interesting discussion on this from a policy standpoint as to whether or not an attached shed is more desirable than a detached shed. The issue that was before this board is whether or not that, if he, Ms. Passwaters can again correct me if I'm wrong, but if he had had a detached shed that was 6 inches off the house, he wouldn't need the variance for a detached shed. But what he has applied for is an attached shed, and because of that, he needs a variance. And the applicant or his agent, I can't remember which one, had made an argument that an attached shed is more desirable for reasons that it...
flooding and stuff.
I think that there was concerns, like with Sandy, the storm, that some of those detached sheds in the neighborhood were destroyed by the floodwaters, whereas if they had been attached... They may not have been.
But that's
an argument that the applicant can make. But when you look at the, again, I go back to the footprint of the structure is added on with that shed. I don't know what would prevent the applicant at some point from tearing out that wall and making it a nook of some sort. I really don't. I think that's why we have those, you know, if it's a detached shed, the idea is that it's, you know, away from the house and it's a place that you use for accessory storage. When you look at accessory uses, it says detached. And they've made it very clear that they don't want detached. They want attached.
Jim, the question I got, what the county says you can have attached or detached shed.
Either one.
So why I don't understand why are we fighting this back and forth? I mean, it's still a part of the structure. I understand that part. But it's a shed.
But if it was detached.
If it was detached.
Still a shed.
It would need a variance.
That's right.
I know about the variance. I know that. But
let me say, this building, okay?
Yeah.
If it's attached, it's got to meet the 10-foot setback.
10-foot setback, yes, I understand that.
If I take this building and it's under 600 square feet and move it over and not attached, it only has to be 5 feet.
5 foot. 5 feet, yeah, I understand that.
I don't care what I call it. I call it an alcove or
whatever.
Whatever I call it.
Okay.
So that's the issue.
So there's
I said, it's under 600 square feet. He wants it's attached to the home. This building, whatever we're calling it. And I said, can you bring this in compliance? I said, you can bring this into compliance by detaching it.
Uh-huh.
And Susan made a statement. You could
put a piece of paper. Put a piece of paper between
it. I think I can quote him as saying, yes, I know that, but I would rather not.
I want this.
Yeah. And he said about the air conditioners, yes, I would rather not.
But, yeah, you can move that. But, now, earlier we approved the case, attached shed.
Was it encroaching?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think what you got to keep in mind is that no matter if it's attached, it doesn't matter if it's a shed, whether you're using it for ingress or egress to and from the house, it's still attached, whether it's by bolt or
screw.
It's
part of the structure.
It's part of the structure, no matter what they're using it for. It's still attached.
Yeah.
Now, this is
Take the label off.
Take the whole label off. It's a residential addition. It's attached to the main structure.
It could be a bump out.
Yeah.
Exactly. It could be a bump out.
I mean, they don't
out.
Do away with
his bump out.
Attached sheds.
And that terminology, just do away with it.
That's what you guys go by.
Yeah. So now what's going to happen, if this is my reasoning, is what's going to happen is what has happened in the past. There's a precedence.
We've said it.
People are going to say, okay, I don't want a shed. I'm just going to attach it to the house as a building.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. That's true.
Go and get a variance.
Right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say.
Where the rule says if it's under 600 square feet and it's unattached and it's a building, it only has to be 5 feet from the line. Okay? So they got to restrict them to the point of 600 square feet under, okay, and not attached. Whereas now, I don't want to put it. And he said it was for aesthetic reasons also. It looks nice.
Oh, we're either this game, this that, you know, whatever.
He gave a whole litany of reasons for it.
Yeah.
You know? I think one of the issues, and if I had to guess as to why the code is different, you know, without having been participating in the creation of it, is that the enforceability of it becomes a bit problematic. If you've got this is a proposed dwelling. This hasn't been built yet.
Mm-mm. Right. Yeah.
So if this gentleman, and he seemed, you know, like a nice enough gentleman, but he builds this thing, and says it's a proposed shed, what's to stop at some point from putting making that into a, yeah, of some sort of internal storage? I think that's probably one of the reasons why the detached structures are treated differently. Even though when like I said, the applicant made some arguments and about why an attached shed may be more desirable, but there's, I think, other arguments as to why a detached shed is, you know, also desirable from the county's perspective.
Well, look at it this way, Jamie. You don't need building code approval from building code for anything under 600 square feet or under 400 square feet. 400 square feet. If it's over 400 square feet, you got to get a building permit for it. You can't go out to.
If it's over 400.
Place, if it's over 400.
Okay.
You can't go out to John's place and pick up
a
shed.
You can't. Yeah, I thought you had a permit for any shed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about building code now, planning and zoning. Not a zoning, not a setback.
Doesn't have to be inspected by a building inspector.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
You took it right out of my mouth.
Okay.
So now you attach this shed that's it's over 400. It's attached to the building. It becomes part of the structure, a residential addition. So that makes it liable for building code also. That's my outlook on that. Now, I mean, that's what I know. Is that true?
If it's under 600 square feet, building code does not do an inspection on it.
That's what I said.
400.
400.
She said 600.
Under
400.
It's attached to the house, I think they'll inspect it.
Yeah, if it's attached to the house.
That's right.
And if it's attached to the house, it doesn't matter if it's a shed or a room, it has to be the same setback.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not sure what.
If it's attached by bolts or screws, it's got to be inspected by building code.
Right. And that's where I was going with it. Now, if you do that.
If he makes it a room, it still would meet the setback.
I bet by nails.
Or with the variance.
bolt screw, any, if it's attached, if you can see through, if you can see through it, it's not attached.
I said if you detach that shed, you can meet the setbacks, and that started everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know how else to put it, you know? I mean, that's all I know about zoning. I can make up my own rules here.
Yeah, I like to do something. I like to get it off the table.
Let's get it.
I think, Mr. Chairman, we need to vote.
I really am. I'm ready to vote. I want to get it off the table, one way or the other. Just make a motion. Mr. Rickards, you made two. You sat tight. We're going to get some. We're going to go on with a motion. Make your third motion.
Come on, John.
He's taking a nap. I'll get him in a minute. Go ahead. Make the motion. Mr. Mills. Mr. Russell. Somebody. I'll get Mr. Sharp in a minute. Come on in.
I don't believe I can, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time, gentlemen.
Oh, gosh. One way or the other.
I say that.
Take the same motion you made before.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I did. I made it so many times I don't want to be wrong here.
Well, you've made it several, Mr. Rickard. If you'd like, I can.
I backed off, right.
Would you like a copy of the minutes?
Can we read you one right quick? We have one down here.
Yeah, let me have the minutes here. Where am I? Mr. Rickard moved it. Okay. Mr. Rickard stated that he would move the board recommend approval in part and denial on the applications. Mr. Rickard moved that the requested 4.4-foot side point variance for proposed attached shed and the 5-foot side yard variance for the proposed dwelling be approved based on a record made at a public hearing for the following reasons, et cetera. As part of his motion, Mr. Rickard moved that the board deny the requested 8-foot variance for the proposed air conditioning unit based on the record made at public hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That was it.
Are you renewing that motion, Mr. Rickard?
I'm renewing that motion.
So just to be clear, you are seeking the approval, you're moving for the approval of the side yard variance for the attached shed, the side yard variance for the proposed dwelling and porch, but are requesting the denial of the variance for the proposed air conditioning unit.
Are you correct?
Okay. And what are your reasons for said motion?
The property is unique in size. The variance for the proposed will enable reasonable use of the property. And the variance, if granted, will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the variance sought is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do you have reasons for the denial?
He said the denial was that he's creating his own practical difficulty and he can move the air conditioning in compliance.
So the first one is a side yard will prove. Second one is for the shed. When you went to deny the air conditioning, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, got a motion on the floor by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,086. One would be the side yard, one is for the shed, and we deny the air conditioning. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a second by Mr. Workman. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
I'm sorry?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that has been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,086 is approved. Thank you.